Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Pesachim, and we are up to Perak Tes, Mishnah Bey. So we learned about someone who's Bederech Rechoka and was unable to bring Pesach Rishon, and therefore is Pater from Kares, even if he doesn't do what he's supposed to do and bring Pesach Sheni. So what is a Derech Rechoka? Ezohi, Derech Rechoka, says the Mishnah, min hamodi'im v'lachutz, from the city of Modi'im and beyond, and further away from Yerushalayim, that is called Derech Rechoka. It's somewhere between 8.5 to 11 miles, depending how you measure a meal. The length of a meal is alpayim amah, but how you measure an amah has quite a discrepancy. It could be anywhere between 18 inches and 24 inches. So it's some distance between 8.5 and 11 miles outside of Yerushalayim. Ukimidas al kalruach, and you go with that measurement in every direction from Yerushalayim. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That is the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva gave very clear terms then about how far is Derech Rechoka. But Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Meoskufas Hazar Velchutz, as long as you're outside of the threshold of the Azara, you're B'Derech Rechoka. If you can't go into the Azara on time, meaning even if you're very close to the Beis HaMikdash when the Karban Pesach was being shechted, but you couldn't get there to bring your Karban because something happened, you were too sick, you were unable to travel, you were unable to walk, so then you're still considered to be B'Derech Rechoka. Amar Rabbi Yossi is not a third opinion, but he's commenting on this machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, Rabbi Eliezer's shita makes sense because the fichach nokud al hey, that's why there's a dot in the Sefer Torah over the letter hey in the word rechoka. Lomar lomu preisha rechoka vaday el miskuv sazar v'luchutz. Sometimes the dot on the letter means that it's not meant to be taken literally. So there's a dot on the letter hey indicates that you don't actually have to be far away in order to qualify for Derech Rechoka. You just need to be far enough away that you're not able to get into the Azara, or is suffering from a circumstance that doesn't allow you to get into the Azara. Okay, so now Mishnah Gimel talks about differences between the halachos of Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Ma bein Pesach Rishon l'Sheni? What is the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Well, first of all, HaRishon Asur Bali Rabba Yimatzeh. Pesach Rishon, you're not allowed to own any chametz. V'Sheni, matzah v'chametz imo b'bayis. But when you bring Pesach Sheni, you have matzah, because that's part of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, because you have to have it with matzah, but you also have chametz in your house. A second difference, HaRishon Ta'un Halal Bachilah, so you need to say Halal with Pesach Rishon. Vasheni, Eino Ta'un Halal Bachilah, so Pesach Sheni does not require Halal. Those are two differences that they have, but then there are commonalities as well. Zevezet Ta'un Halal Basiyasan, you're supposed to say Halal when you are doing the hakrava of both of the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. We learned earlier in a few prakim ago how they would say the halal with the three groups of people in the Beis HaMikdash and Erev Pesach, v'nechal and sli. Both of them are eaten roasted. You're not allowed to cook them. Al matzah mor, both of them require matzah mor to be eaten together with them. And v'dochnas Shabbos, and both of them override Shabbos. If the 14th day of Nisan or the 14th day of Iyar falls on Shabbos, Karban Pesach is still going to be brought on that day. So to quickly review what we learned today in the Mishnah Beis, we learned that Derech Rechoka is how we define Derech Rechoka is Machlokas Tanoim. Rabbi Akiva said the distance of Modi'im in every direction, and Rabbi Eliezer said, no, as long as you're not able to get into the Azara. And Rabbi Yossi supported Rabbi Eliezer. That's what the little dot on the Oshei in the Torah represents. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we learned a couple of commonalities between, a couple of differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, as well as several commonalities between them. The differences are that to Pesach Rishon you're not allowed to own chametz. Pesach Sheni you are allowed to own chametz. Pesach Rishon you're supposed to say halal while you eat the Korban Pesach on the night that you're eating it. Pesach Sheni does not require halal. What they have in common is that they both require halal while you're being makrevit. They both require roasting. They both require being eaten together with matzah maror, and they're both brought even when the Korban is on when the day to bring the korban is on Shabbos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnayos, Dalet, and Hey.